This is Afternoon Programming with L.
All right, this is episode, I always have to look because I fucking forget the number I'm always on, episode 17 of Afternoon Programming. It's, of course, it's me, L. Today, I got another dope special guest. We go way back since college at the University of Central Arkansas.
Yeah.
And, and so, he's the host of Homeroom with Smooth. You're out there on the West Coast now, right? You're out there.
Yes, sir.
The West Coast. It's Cali the boy. One Cali boy. Turn up. It's the one and only my homie Smooth. So,
yo. What's up, everybody at the Afternoon Programming? How y'all doing today?
Hey, that's what's up. Before we go into anything, Smooth, go ahead and promote your IG, YouTube and stuff. So that way, you know, because you never know how it is. People be like, I'm tuning out. We'll promote that shit now.
Okay. So listen, I get it. So I'm the host of the, oh my God, why every time it comes time for me to introduce or do anything, just like, yo, time to burp though. Like, all around you. No, so listen. It's a Homeroom with Smooth podcast, okay? Y'all can look us up on IG at Homeroom with Smooth. We're on TikTok, Homeroom with Smooth.
Nice.
Excuse me. We're on YouTube. Next month, I'm not setting a firm date in December, but in December, we will be on Spotify and Apple Music. It will start from season 3 going forward. So if you want the old stuff, you're going to have to just get it. And even some of season 3, I'm not doing. I'm going to start at a particular episode and then go forward from there.
Gotcha.
There was a quality shift and jump. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, okay. I'm like, yeah. And then I got like my regulars together. Like,
I got you. Hey, I already know the deal. That's how it is. You're like, okay, bet. We shifting. We got to make a move. That's crazy. You said season 3. So, like, I actually want to get into it. So season 3, how many episodes do you do per season? Or do you have a number? Or you just feel like, okay this is the end?
Season 3 will end end right before Christmas, that week of Christmas. That'd be the last time we record.
Mm.
And then, because we're not recording the week of Christmas, the week of New Year's, we'll be back in January.
Oh, okay.
Wow, we'll be back in January. You guys might see my face, but y'all won't see them, or if they do something separate, they'll do something separate as well. But there will be no podcast because getting everybody together is rough. There's 7 people.
So
the co-host is my guy, Alan Franklin. Y'all can see him at TypeX Media. Then there's Char, Sharetta, Celine, Kev, and Talia. Now, the beautiful thing about all these people is everybody's everywhere. I'm in California. Alan's in California. Talia's in Canada. Char's in D.C. Celine is everywhere, but right now she's in Dallas, but she'd be everywhere. And then Sharetta's in Arkansas.
Wow. So you touching basically almost all coasts. Yeah. Now you just missing somebody over in Europe or something.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. Look, man. Like, no, that's you know what's crazy? The one of my biggest supporters, he's out of the U.K.
Like, oh, wow.
Yeah. He speaks to me regularly.
That's dope. That's what's up. I was looking through, I think it was, when did you start doing the podcast? Like, when did that first start? You were like, because like podcasting, I kind of feel like now, of course, everybody and their mama's got a podcast. Everybody wants to do it. But like, I remember back in the day when it was like just really getting started. Like, how long was it when you started or when did you start it?
I started in 2020 when I was sitting at home in quarantine. So to give an exact date on that, I don't have it, but July was when the very first episode went up.
Okay.
Fun fact though, we recorded the first 2 episodes in June, but I was too scared to drop them. I was nervous. And then I was scared that I was like, well, I'm like, I got to have another episode and I don't know what else I'm going to record. And I don't want to be inconsistent. So I waited till I could drop regularly. Mm-hmm. And then I started dropping.
Okay. Wow. That's crazy. And so then back, was it audio only at first or was it both video and audio?
It's always been video and audio.
That's interesting.
So it started off honestly as a vent session on Zoom that I was like, what if we record it and we put it up on YouTube? And they were all like, yeah, I'm with it. Whatever. F the system. F the man. Like that's how it started off. You know what I'm saying? So that's episode zero. That's the Alphas episode. And that's where you can see it was me, Alan, Celine, and KJ.
Wow.
Yeah. And then the only reason KJ's not involved as much is because he got a like a big job. He got a big boy job. You know what I'm saying? That yeah. You know what I'm saying? He don't want to interfere with. So I was like, I respect that.
Exactly. That's it. Because I remember when I first started, like, so I have this podcast, but then I have one with my homie called the Not All Here podcast. And like that one, in a way, kind of started like at the beginning, I want to say at the beginning of the pandemic. And like we had always wanted to do a podcast. I kind of wanted to do it, but kind of like you were saying, I was just like, well, what the fuck are we going to talk about? Like, what is going on? And I was like, I don't know, man. And so what we did first was just audio only. We just did audio only because we were like, I don't have to worry about like camera or anything like that. And then eventually, as time went on, we got more comfortable. We were like, no, we got to fucking put ourselves on the screen and, you know, just record. Because people, I guess, you know, it's a more enjoyable if you see people and you see how they're like talking or reacting and things like that. And so was it for your podcast? So you said it was just initially started as a venting session. So it was just you being like, man, fuck this. This is wrong. Da, da, da. And like, so like
George Floyd, actually.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We recorded the very next day.
Wow.
The very next day. We were all pissed off. I was like, yo, y'all free, whatever, whatever. They're like, yeah. I was like, cool. Got on the call. No. Yeah. No, that's what it was. It was the very next day. Yeah. Very next day.
Wow. That's crazy. So then, how long was that? Do you remember how long that first episode was?
2 hours and like 50-something minutes.
Wow. That's crazy. Because you were just telling me before we started recording, like, you, like, y'all were going for like long, like in the beginning episodes. They were like, how long were the episodes?
It was too long. Okay, so here's what was wrong with it. Like, look at hindsight's 2020. So,
of course.
And not only were the episodes long, it's just there was a whole bunch of content throughout. Like, we were covering multiple topics in one episode.
Okay.
But what I learned is, for the sake of the algorithm and all this other stuff, is cut that mess into pieces and make each one its own episode. So then the people that want to tune in for this, tune in for this. The people that want to tune in for this, tune in for that. And then when you get like bigger, you can like start slapping a bunch of stuff together and just put out this long product.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. That's crazy. So then, okay, so you're starting a podcast.
Although I probably will never go back to it, just to be honest.
Going to like doing that long?
Bro, because man, people would have to get up, go to the bathroom.
Hungry, no, I see what you're
thirsty.
Saying.
You ran out of water. It's like, oh, okay, man, we got to pause.
Damn, I got to eat. I got to go. I got errands to run. I got... So then that brings me to ask, so when you first started the podcast, did you expect it to go anywhere, or was it more so you just like here venting, just having fun with people? Did you have like a goal instead of like, okay, bet I'm gonna do this and hopefully this leads me down a certain path that I'm trying to go?
I didn't have a goal for the pod itself. I've always wanted to do one because I was watching like, well, really what I wanted to do was a news show. Okay. To be honest, I wanted to do a news show, but I was like, how can I do a news show? And I was like, well, what if I did like kind of like a podcast? Cause I was watching Joe Rogan at the time. I was watching Joe Budden, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, the Joe Budden podcast, you know, before Roy and Ma left, you know, now I watch Roy and Ma, you know what?
Yeah.
Let me not say that. but anyway. So yeah. That happened. I was watching them, and I watched the Philip DeFranco show. And he was my like. I was watching him Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. That's what I wanted to get to. That's honestly what I wanted to do. Monday through Thursday. You know what I'm saying? Have episodes. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Do stuff, and then eventually, I just didn't have the vision to like make it how to make it shorter. Mm-hmm. I just was like, I need to just put out content. If I put out longer content, it'll get me more watch time. But honestly, no, if you put out shorter content, people will watch the whole thing. Therefore, you get more watch time. And then people can actually commit and actually want to subscribe. Mm. But then came the problem of like the the smaller thing. So basically the channel was for myself and the podcast was me with everybody else. And then, And then like now I'm at this stage where it's like, okay, I have me and I'm posting on the channel and I'm like, well, most of this channel, I mean, besides myself, I'm like, you still see a lot of them. I said, what if I get them to post on the channel too? So that's the phase that I'm getting to now. It's like adding in more creators and stuff to make it more of a, like a network type deal.
Yeah. That's what I was about to say. It kind of sounds like everybody has like their own kind of, not necessarily skit, but their own segment that they do kind of like they do on the shows. So that's like super dope. That makes sense. It's like, you kind of like, okay, this is my thing. And you got somebody that do something else and it's like fun or however they end up doing it, you know, that's crazy. So then, do you have any long-term goals when it comes to the podcast? You're like, okay, bet it'd be dope to get that Spotify money, that, you know, that deal, getting paid 10 milli or however much you got, 100 million, whatever it was.
Yeah, whatever it is. Like, do I have a goal to get a deal? Absolutely. But at the same time, I don't want to like basically where my creativity is like, or my flexibility is under control. You know what I'm saying? Where I don't have, no longer have the flexibility to do it how I want to do it. I have to do it how they say do it.
Gotcha.
And I don't never want to get at that point. I don't care how much money it's paying me. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to be at that point ever. Cause it just seems like it's going to bog down, like I said, creativity. And it's going to make me like resent doing it.
Yeah. Because it's fun doing it how it is now. Mm-hmm. You're like, okay, bet, you know, we do it. If you have a schedule, you know, we do it at these times and it's fun to do it versus almost like going in. It's almost like, you know, when you go to like a 9-to-5 and you have a boss, then you're just like, man, I fucking hate being here and I don't like being told what to do and shit like that. Yes. So that makes a lot of sense because I know I was like that and I'm pretty sure everybody for the most part has had a job where they're like, I fucking hate this job. I hate this boss and I just hate how it is. And to have that freedom, when you get freedom as a creative person, that's like everything.
Man, listen, I didn't taste it. It's too late now. It's honestly too late now. Cause my thing is, and my thing with deals is, you only offer deals for the amount of money that you know that you can make double of at least. So if somebody offers you $100 million deal, like, you just got to think like, this person is planning on making at least 200 million. At least. And it is just common practice. Like, if somebody, if a label comes to you as a music artist and like, let's just use Summer Walker, for example, because she said she did it for what, like 95K for an advance or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. I was like, I'm like, what? So they done made way more money. Off of her.
Yeah.
Way more. Yeah. They knew what they were getting.
Yeah.
They knew what you were worth.
Yeah.
But she didn't know what she was worth. Mm-hmm. And that's how she ended up in that position. But I mean, it can happen to the best of us.
Of course, it's like, if it's like, you could be in the right circumstances, you could be down hard, like in life, and shit's just tough. And you see somebody's like, hey, you know what, Smooth? I'm gonna give you 100K for 3 years, like, you know. And if you're so down bad, you'll be like, fuck it, okay, give me that money, you know, if you're desperate enough. Cause I remember when I think she was talking about that deal and how bad it was, and just, I mean, that happens to a lot of artists where, like, when it comes to the music industry and really a lot of creators, where if you don't know your worth, people gonna take advantage of you, you know?
Yeah, yeah, facts.
And people just gonna lowball you. But that's dope, man. So then I was trying to, hold on, going back to, so you have seasons. That's so funny, because like, when I think of seasons, I'm like,
I never answered your season question.
Yeah, I was about to ask, because I was like, how many?
I get so off topic, bro.
No, you're good. You're good.
So to answer that question, initially, I wanted the seasons to be about 25 to 26 episodes. That's what I wanted them to be.
Yeah.
But season 3, I kind of dragged it out a little longer because, I want to like break up the calendar, like actually break up the calendar and then have like full blown breaks. Kind of like we're having here, like just coming up for Christmas, like how we're taking a break and then season 4 starts. Like, I want a season 4, boom, 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 Then bam, season 5, bam, bam, bam. Season 6, like have a set schedule. So number one, we know. Number two, the consumer knows.
Exactly.
There's no questions, no ifs, ands, buts about it. You know what you're getting and you know when you're getting it.
Exactly. Now, that makes a lot of sense. You basically shoot like a TV series where they're like, all right, bet, here are all the episodes for this season. We'll be back in whenever we come back type of thing. Yeah. That's dope. Cause it's funny. I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, cause now, so I used to only release on Wednesdays. That's when my podcast came out. But then I was like, you know what? I want to talk to more people. So let me do 2 episodes a week that are kind of like this. And I release on Wednesday and Saturday. And then I think yesterday I had recorded an episode that dropped today with a homie. And then now this one's going to be the next one that comes out. And then I was like, you know what? I think it'd be smart if I just record a few episodes and that way I got backlog. And I'm like, okay, bet I can take a week or two off if I feel like it and just whatever.
So. Yeah. 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 But I think what's beneficial to me, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And how I'm doing the channel overall, because the podcast is a part of the channel. Mm-hmm. The podcast isn't the channel.
Gotcha.
Because once the podcast is the channel, then what am I dropping all this other stuff for? Mm-hmm. Like, I literally just need to do the podcast. Mm-hmm. But because I'm doing all this other extra stuff, then I can drop other stuff and people understand that, hey, I'm going to get this other stuff in between the podcast. So when I go take a break, people are still getting content, mm-hmm. but it's just because of the nature of my channel. You know exactly. what I'm saying?
No, definitely, definitely. Have you ever, well, let me ask you, gotten any sponsors or like tried to reach out to sponsors? That's like, I know that's a thing that people kind of sometimes have trouble with of like, you know, trying to get people to sponsor the podcast. Cause ultimately besides recording the podcast, what would be dope is for creatives to get paid for doing the content that they love.
That's you are 100% correct. I do. But I want it to make, number one, I want it to make sense.
Of course.
Number two, I don't feel like, okay, like I didn't feel like I was there yet to even ask the question. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, do you want to sponsor my podcast? Like, cause I'm just like, I need to figure out one, like who all is watching, how long mm-hmm. they're watching, because those numbers, I'm going to have to give that to somebody. For them to go, mm-hmm. okay, I want to be a part of this, blah, 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 mm-hmm. you know, and, you know, certain episodes do really well. Other ones kind of just like, whatever, you know what I'm saying? They do whatever. And then they might like catch a couple extra views, you know what I'm saying? Here and there throughout time. Mm-hmm. But you know what I'm saying? I don't feel like I've arrived at the place where I feel comfortable walking up to somebody and saying, hey, you pay me, you know what I'm saying? And them mm-hmm. get something out of it that's actually beneficial for them.
Gotcha.
You know, cause I don't want to oversell myself, get the money, do the deal, whatever. And then they don't get what they expected. And now I burn the bridge for exactly. forever.
Exactly. You want everybody to win.
Yes.
Ultimately that makes sense. Cause that's definitely like you were saying, it's right where it has to make sense for who's listening to, who your audience mm-hmm. is. You know, you don't just want to randomly sell them shit that they don't need or that just won't work at all.
I get a random sponsor from dildos. Like, what is that? Like, what I look like? What I look like? A bunch of dildos behind me. Like, what? That's crazy. Like exactly. something, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I've seen podcasts that have nothing to do with, like, I don't know. What's that name of that game that everybody sees it on YouTube?
Oh,
it's like running sponsorships on everything. Yeah. I'm like, bro, these people... This is a makeup channel. No, nobody want to see this game.
Exactly. I know what you're talking about. I think it's, what is it? Something, isn't it something clan or some battle game? Isn't it something like that?
Yeah, it's some battle game. Oh, yeah. Snaps. The police are looking for somebody around me.
Oh. No, for real. Live on the podcast.
Right. Live on the podcast, man. That's crazy. They popped out the whip. They on foot.
Oh, wow. Rolling.
Yeah, they on foot patrolling, bro. Like, honestly, I'm kind of shook because the car, like one of the police SUVs, like it drove through the dirt early. And I was like, oh, maybe they're going to park up there. I'm like, you know, they the police. They can do whatever they want to. And I see them out on foot looking through the bushes. So somebody's going to get caught up. The sheriff's out here looking for somebody.
Oh, Lord. That's wild. But since I do have you on here, because I know I was on your podcast recently, yes, where we talked about a lot of stuff. It was super dope. And like, I like the way that I can tell y'all have chemistry when we run the podcast, just because y'all just be bouncing like ideas off, and you kind of, it's easy to talk on a podcast. And because I've seen some podcasts where it's kind of like, oh, it kind of feels like it's forced, you know. But mm-hmm. since I have you on here, I wanted to talk about some topics that just happened in the news recently, things going on. And yeah. One that was crazy was Dolph, Young Dolph, RIP to Dolph. And man, and like, it's crazy because like when stuff like this happens, you never really expect it to happen. You know, it's kind of like you almost feel like, it kind of reminds me of you. I don't know if you remember where you were when Kobe passed, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, it catches you off guard because sometimes you kind of feel like, well, no, you know, there's a lot of time left to live type of thing. And this shit happened. So, but for those, if you don't know already, Young Dolph passed away in Memphis. He got shot and somebody just gunned him down at a cookie shop of all places.
Right.
Bro, that's like, that's like, of all the places, and it was actually a cookie shop that he would frequent sometimes. Like, he supported like the local business, and like I think it was this couple, they were married couple, and like that was just the business they were running, and it was crazy. And then I want to say, I might have to look this up, but they were talking about like, even that happened, and like later on that day somebody else got shot. Like, it's just like Memphis is crazy. You know, how did you learn about it? Did you just like learn about it like through social media? You heard the news?
Man, I learned about it on accident.
Oh, what?
On accident. I'm doing my normal like scroll through Twitter thing, because I was like, I'm like, okay, let me see what's popping. Because honestly, I was looking for a topic to record a video on.
Yeah.
At night.
Oh, wow.
Normally, I pop on a Twitter, I go to the trending. Uh-huh. And I'll just scroll. And as soon as I did it, I looked at the top and I was like, Dolph is at the top. I said, it's not even a Thursday. I'm like, he drop a song? He dropped some music? Did he diss Joe Gotti again? Like, I'm expecting something rap related, some hip hop thing or whatever, you know, whatever it is.
Wow.
Like, they're like, nah, he got shot. I'm like, whoa, what? And then I literally scrolled 5 tweets. There was a video. I said, oh, man. Yeah. And I just walked away from my desk for a second. I was like, dang, they got Dolph.
Yeah, man. It's crazy because I've met him a few times because I used to work at this high-end jewelry store, and he would come in and like he was like a cool, like kind of chill to himself dude. And so it's crazy because like you're just like, damn, this shit happened out of nowhere. But you know, it's sad because he was young, man. He was like in his 30s. Mm-hmm. He wasn't even in his 40s yet, and so it's just wild for like that shit to happen. But RIP to Dolph, and you know, much respect to his family and everybody out there that you know.
Y'all killed a family man, bro.
Man,
like he had 3 kids, a wife. You know what I'm saying? Like, he just took to his people.
Uh huh.
He even moved out of there. He moved to Atlanta. He was only coming back for his mama. Like, that's the part that was crazy.
Yeah, it's wild. It's just wild how that shit happens. But I think I was reading today, the people, they have like 2 suspects of like who did it, or like possibly who did it. And so they kind of looking for them. And so I was like, oh, man, this shit's wild. But like I said, RIP, you know, hopefully everybody can like heal and recover from that. But the next thing that I saw here, because I know we talked about this on a little bit on your podcast when I was on the episode. So now they confirmed Drake and Kanye are doing a concert in December.
Yeah, the benefit concert.
It kills me with Jay Prince with that finger gun pointed to the camera and that pose. Like, he's just like that. I'm like, all right. I feel like whenever you saw that, what is it? You called it the hostage video. It's wild. It had me dying laughing because it does. He's like reading a note. He's like, they've captured me and I'm here to read the demands type of thing.
Right.
And so, but everybody seems to be happy about Kanye and Drake being able to be like, all right, we cool. But a part of me kind of feels like, all right, are you just cool to be cool for the moment? Because, you know, they're trying to get Larry Hoover out. And so I'm like, okay, are you like, all right, whatever, we're going to squash this. But as soon as if we get him out, then it's going to be back to beef. Or do you think like they're kind of like they're cool now?
I don't think they'll ever be cool just because of the nature of how Kanye is and how he thinks he's the best and how Drake is and how he like kind of knows he's the best. You know what I'm saying? Like, he, you know what I'm saying? He basically like he calls himself the GOAT and everybody else does, too. Like, you notice in the industry, everybody like under his post, they're commenting GOAT. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? Especially like when he did that LeBron James video, when he did the Billboard Artist of the Decade. Yeah. That trailer. I was like, yeah. His ego's on 1,000. He's earned it, but it's on 1,000. Him and Kanye never. This is purely to answer the question because I went around it. To answer the question, they are doing this to get Larry Hoover out. Mm. Once he gets out, they're not going to be like as cool. Like, I don't think we might get some music that they already pre-recorded together because they were supposed to do that joint album anyway.
Yeah.
And they might do a couple records together just at the concert, just to do it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And they might do a Larry Hoover like benefit album, you know what I'm saying? A little EP, you know what I'm saying? Like, just to kind of like, oh, they're cool. But they're not.
I feel you. It's just for like appearances.
Yes.
They're like, okay, it's like Jay Prince was like, hey, he kind of like the dad. And like, hey, y'all motherfuckers need to get along so we can get this shit figured out. And then now they're like, all right, whatever, dad. And then once, if it works and they get him out, then they're going to be like, I agree with you that Kanye is just like, no, this ain't going down. I'm the best. Fuck Drake. And he's just, you know, they're just at odds all the time, especially with like all the history and stuff. So, but yeah, so Kanye's gonna be Kanye, and then now you know you saw they were taking photos of Kim K and Pete Davidson, and so
yeah,
it's like, you know, I kind of miss the old Kanye, like he says in that one song, but I don't know, you know, it's just kind of crazy. His life is like all over the place, or it always feels like it is, you know.
That's because he's a billionaire.
True. See, I feel like that's interesting. So, do you think? Let me ask you this. Speaking on billionaires. Cause like I was listening to another podcast where like people are like for billionaires and some people are like against them. When you get after you get a certain amount of money, do you think like most people probably end up like Kanye where we're like, well, shit, I got all this money. You know, I can't do regular people shit no more. I have to do billionaire shit. And you kind of like go into this like abstract, like going crazy type of thing where people are like, this motherfucker, he's like on some drugs or something. Like, for example, do you have a number in your head for like your career? You're like, okay, if I made X amount of dollars, I'd be fine with this.
Like, I would say this, like, I'm fine with being worth however much I'm worth, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm fine with that number running up. But actively having money wise, like, if I had like, let's say I had the ability to have like a billion, right? Mm-hmm. Anything after that, I'm giving to somebody else. Like, bro, somebody take this. Cause there are tons of videos online telling you how hard it is to spend $1 billion.
Yeah, exactly.
It is hard to spend a bit. Like, that's how I know I'm good for life. I'm good. Like, if I live life, even the highest grade of life I could live right now, having that money, I could still not blow it.
Yeah.
I could sleep in a different city every night, basically. Take private flights.
Yeah.
And I'm not going broke. You're not. You could do that for at least 30 years, live crazy, but nobody's going to do that for 30 years straight.
Of course. It's kind of like, I don't know. Cause I think for me, I'm happy. Like if I got to a million, I'd be happy. It's just like a billion is like, you ever seen that video of like, I think it's like on TikTok or Instagram, the video where people try to explain as far as like, they use grains of rice to compare like billionaires to like, how much money they have or, something like that. It's just like, after a while, I only want so many things in this world. Like, I don't need to do like all this crazy shit. I don't need to go into space or do all this.
That's how you know they playing around. These motherfuckers had a space race with themselves. With themselves.
No, exactly. It's like who can go the furthest or like the quickest into space. I'm like, damn, these motherfuckers got so much money. They're designing their own spaceships and like
and then just launching themselves into space.
That's hilarious. That's crazy. Yeah, because like I think, like you said, if I ever got to Ben, I'd be like, man, to be honest, I only need like just everything after this billion, y'all can have it. I don't need it. Mm-hmm. Let me leave it for my kids or whatever.
Yeah.
And so that's because, because if I was like, I think there's like a number that somebody was saying, I think like some scientists did a study that most like you're happy, like most people are happy if they make this certain amount of number. I think it was around like six figures or something like that. As long as they make the annually, like after taxes, then you're like, well, what else do I need? You know, you got your house, your car, your crib and shit. And so like, what's the first thing you would spend if you had $1 billion? Like, what's one thing that like you're like, I want to do this, or I want to buy this, or I want to go here?
Okay, first of all, I'm making an estate, and I'm moving like my mom, my grandma, like my auntie. Like, I'm moving them to this estate or whatever, and that's theirs, and it's gonna exist here. Then I'm gonna make another one, and it's gonna be my estate, and it's gonna exist over here by itself. I don't want to be bothered. Like, I literally don't want to be bothered. And I want to be so out of pocket that nobody, like, literally, if you came for me, you came with intent. Trust me, I'm going to be strapped and the security going to be strapped, because the only people that's going to live out there in that community is basically my security and their people.
I so get that.
I'm going to have a smaller army underneath my estate. No, I'm just talking reckless, but yeah, like I get a nice spot for myself, a nice couple spots. And then as I travel, I can just stay somewhere. Like, exactly. I don't have to stay in a hotel, whatever, be all up under people. Like, nah, I want to just be to myself. Then after that, and that's interesting, man. I'm not like so caught up in like having a really nice car. Like, having a really nice car never interests me. Having like all the fanciest clothes never interests me. Yeah. I'll probably buy a PS6 because that might be out then. You know what I'm saying? We still on PS5. Cool. I got a PS5. You know what I'm saying? Got all the games that I want. And, you know, I'm just chilling.
Exactly.
Like, everything after that is just like miscellaneous expenses.
Exactly. No, definitely. Because I was just thinking, I'd be like, well, you know, I don't even necessarily know if want is the right word, but what would I get if I had the money? I'd be like, well, you know, I'll probably get some nice equipment to spice up the podcast a little bit more, get a little stage for the podcast at the house in a room or something. But then after that, you're like, well, all right, what else do I need? You know, the list is short for me. And so it's like, I don't need a lot to be like, but, you know, it'd be nice to have a stage. What's that?
That was crazy. Like, now that you mention it, like, I didn't even think about the podcast at all.
You said, fuck the podcast.
I don't care about the podcast, the channel, like, none of that. Like, yo, I'm going into retirement. Like, you get that kind of money, it's like, bro, like, do we need to do this? Like,
yeah.
No, I'm playing. I still keep doing it. Like, it's a part of me now.
Exactly.
Like, I think the coolest thing to do would be, like, get a spot to where we can all like record, and then we come in together, we knock out like one day a month, come together, we knock out a bunch of content and record it together, and then we go our separate ways, come back together next month, fly in.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, because I mean, we got money now.
Exactly, you got money now, so you're like, well, why not?
Yeah,
that's hilarious. No, I get that. I probably would do that too. I think I would do that for the podcast, get like a nice home studio set up and shit. And then other than that, I think I don't really care about cars. I mean, I do want a Tesla one day. I want to get a Tesla. I like Teslas. But other than that, maybe get a nice house, like you were saying, like an estate, and then have my family move in or something like that. And then I probably would pay off like my family's like school loans or whoever, like my sister and stuff like that, you know, usual stuff. But yeah, because like it's very interesting. The podcast I was listening to, they were talking about how like most of the time people don't like billionaires because, like you were saying, they have all this money. And the podcast that I was listening to, they were like, well, actually, don't mind a billionaire that's gotten to where they're at and this is going to be like a little, they were like ambiguous with it, but gotten to the billion in a, what's the word I'm looking for? In a,
organic way,
versus like using people or doing some shit that might be shady to get to that. Cause most of the time I think like regular people, they were saying want billionaires to fix their problems, or they want the government to fix their problems. Like, hey, you know, y'all got the money or y'all have the power, so fix this. And then most of the time people get upset. Just like, did you see, what was it? The UN, when they tweeted, or they put out that, they tweeted at Elon Musk and they were like, hey, if you just gave us $1 billion, we'd be able to solve world hunger. And then he kind of responded and clapped back and was like, I'll give you $1 billion, but you got to show me how you're going to use it. And I, because he's worth what? He's the richest person in the world, isn't he?
I think he still is right now, because, or it depends on where Tesla's stock is.
Yeah, exactly.
Whether or not he's the richest, but let's just go with the fact he's the richest, right? Exactly. I think he's like 50 something bill. Like, so,
exactly. And then they're like,
what's one?
Exactly. But yeah, he was saying, he's like, well, I'll give you the billion, but you got to show me that it's going to go to the right places and so on and so forth. Cause, you know, sometimes he'd be like, well, you know, is the money going to go everywhere? Like, right. Or who's going to pocket some money or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, but.
Yeah, and he said they had to use an open source platform so people could see where every dime is being spent.
Exactly.
They went crickets.
Exactly. I was like, come on, y'all don't want to solve world hunger?
Nah, because they had no tangible plan on how to do it. And most nonprofits are actually shells for tax havens. It's not shells, but tax havens for people. Like, and they don't really give out their money. I think most nonprofits, the big ones, they only give out like 10% of their money, and the rest of it is actually spent on overhead, and it's actually like lining the staff's pockets. And
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's real, it's crazy.
Yeah, it kind of makes me be like, well, damn, who should I give to? Like, you know, who's nobody. Actually nobody. Just keep it for yourself.
I'm just gonna keep it a band. Like, anytime somebody asks me, oh, do you want to give to this? No. No, like, because honestly, I'm like, if I wanted to be charitable, I can just give somebody that's struggling, somebody I know that needs some money.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And we can keep it in house between us. You know, I can cash at them.
Exactly. No, that's facts. I remember, it's like, speaking on that, I don't like it when people, like, you know, when you're going to, like, whether it be Target or Whole Foods or Walmart or whatever, and you have those people outside asking, like, their work for those nonprofits. And there was this nonprofit. I remember one time I was going to Petco to get something for my dog, some food. And like, there's like these nonprofits are like, hey, this dude came up to me and he was like, hey, he's like, hey, what's going on, big dog? Hey, you got a minute? And I was like, trying to be nice. And I was like, I'm sorry, man. I got to walk in, get food for my dog, and da da da. And he was like, well, I know you love kids, right? And I was like, nah, I don't like kids. Cause he was trying to like get money for kids and stuff. And I was like, nah, I'm sorry, bro. I don't like them kids, bro. Fuck them kids. Just because I didn't want to interact with him. And then he gave me a look. He was like, huh? He was like, hey, all right, man, you have a good day. Like,
yeah, you broke the matrix for him. Like,
It had me dying laughing. But yeah, because they be like that. I don't like people like that who are like, can I get 5 minutes of your time? No, you can't. Like,
no, I'm like, bro, I got to go back to work, fam.
Yeah.
That part be killing me, man. Like, I be at lunch, you know what I'm saying? Go somewhere and they're like, oh, hey, can I talk to you from? No, no, I'm hungry.
That's what
at least wait till I come back out with food or whatever. But then my food, I'm trying to eat it before I get cold. So really, like, if you see me sit down and eat inside somewhere and then come out and then you want to talk to me, I'll talk to you.
Exactly.
But till the point food enters my body, I'm hangry.
Yeah, I'm not in the mood for this.
Yeah.
I don't want this to happen. Going about your day, find somebody else. That's hilarious. But I wanted to ask you another one last question here before we get to the end of the episode. So for Homeroom and Smooth, so what's the future looking like? You got anything that you're like, okay, but now you're about to go on a season break, you got your episodes lined up. Do you have anything, any ideas coming out that you're kind of be like, okay, we might try this, that you want to say, or if not, you can hold on to it, but.
Okay. So I don't. Okay. So I'll say this. Mm-hmm. The future of not like, let's not look at the podcast, right? Let's just stick that to the side. It's its own thing. Where the way the channel is going and way that like the future of like bringing content creators together, like I figured out a way to nearly combine everything and make it work thematically. We're going to talk more about that offline.
Okay, gotcha,
I got some crazy, like it finally like clicked all the way. And man, if this goes
the way it's supposed to,
it's not coming back down. It's up and it's stuck. It's gone, it's like Bobby Smart a hat. That thing still ain't came down.
Looking up like, where'd that thing go?
That man then went to jail, got out, and it still ain't came down. Honestly, he needs to do a music video where the hat just drops on his head.
That's
honestly
hilarious. That's
fire.
People like, oh, damn, it finally came down after however many years.
Right.
That's hilarious. Well, dope. Well, man, I can't wait to talk more about it. But before we go, one more time for everybody who's still listening or watching, promote everything you want to promote. This is coming out this coming Wednesday. So that's that's like the day before Thanksgiving, the 24th. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody who's listening. But promote one more time everything you want to push or put out there.
So I want to say, man, I just hit my laptop. That hurt. So I want to promote. So listen, y'all. Listen, on YouTube, it's Homeroom with Smooth. Okay. Y'all can check out podcast episodes. We got the tension that's coming out, and we got a bunch of other stuff planned. And it's gonna be really cool. So just tap in, you know what I'm saying? Subscribe, you know what I'm saying? It's free. Subscribing is free.
It is.
Subscribe to Afternoon Programming. It's
exactly
free.
It's free.
If you watch the video, just click the button. You don't have to watch a single other video. Just your subscription helps so much. I must stay stress this. Okay. It helps me, it helps him, the whole ecosystem. It just flourishes. Okay. If you want to see small creators like us be able to do really big, cool things, subscribe.
Subscribe.
That's it. That's all I wanted to say.
Okay, dope. Well, this is episode, I got to look again, episode 17 of Afternoon Programming. For everybody listening or watching, thank y'all so much. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube, like he was saying. Also, follow Afternoon Programming on Instagram and TikTok at Afternoon Programming. And yeah, other than that, we'll catch you on the next episode. Peace.
All right. See you.